This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 p.m. Caroline and Ezra here on the Evening Edition. Sean Tanis joins us from the news desk as we take a look at stocks and markets. And this particular story, Sean, there was a report on Bloomberg exploring the emergence of the funeral business in Japan. We're looking at this interesting success story about Norihisa Tomiyasu, the founder of Tear Corp. And he opened his first mortuary in 1997 and did something different to regain public trust in an industry known for its bad reputation.
Yes, Tomiyasu was among the first to admit that the funeral business deserved its bad reputation in Japan because it was exploiting people's grief. Because apparently businesses were deliberately overcharging people who were already shattered and devastated by the passing of their loved ones. Oh. So he thought the industry was backward and he wanted to make it more socially responsible. And he was the first in Japan to publicly list prices on his website. Mm. And he also introduced memberships for death service because there's like 100% or 200% guarantee that you will die.
Right.
Right. So there's no better reason to plan, right? Mm-hmm. So members who sign up in advance get discounts, and now this business model he introduced has been copied by everyone in Japan, and it's been a revolution.
Well, that's amazing. Well, Tear Corp's share price has almost doubled since listing on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. That was back in 2014. It's now looked at as a role model for transparency and fair pricing. So the report goes to point out that the funeral business has huge potential, but that operators need to be more humane and sensitive for it to grow.
You're right. And it's a very personal and emotional business, regardless where it is. And in fact, in Tomiyasu's case, he said when he found his calling while working with an undertaker, and he saw this broken, devastated woman handing $30,000 in huge stack for her late husband's service, and he realized it will take years for her to earn such a big amount. Mm-hmm. But the woman bowed and she thanked him profusely because they treated her late husband well.
With respect.
Yeah, with respect and everything. So the strange economics of the transaction sort of left an impression, and he realized that the funeral business is probably the only business where people pay and thank you for it.
Right.
Even when they're broken, they don't welcome the service you give or they wish they never had to deal with it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So today, like, if you look at it, almost 30% of Japan's population is 65 or older, and by 2025, the population is forecast to drop by 4 million people. So yes, the future is bleak for many businesses in Japan, but the future for business, for the funeral business, is not going to die anytime soon, I guess.
All right. Taking a look at our next story, moving on to Bursa, Sean, there's news on MSM Malaysia Holdings. How's their stock doing?
The leading refined sugar producer revealed it is looking to explore African and Chinese markets, and this is to make full production of its new plant, and their share prices actually rose 0.3% at 3.56 ringgit.
All right, well, thanks to Sean Tanis for that market wrap. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.